Right, so children, how many kids have we got here with us this morning? Would you like to come up to front? Can be. We'll start with the smaller kids, and if we haven't got enough, we'll go for some bigger kids. Right. So, I'm going to need a bit of help here. What does that look like? Yeah, it looks like a soccer ball, but it's a bit softer than one, it's a bit smaller. So, what kind of things do we do with balls like that? Yeah? Right, shall I have a go at that? Righto. So if I throw this to you, are you going to be ready?
Yeah.
You are? Righto. There you go, Cynthia. Good one. Oh, well, I'd have you on my team any day. So, I'll give you that. And then, yeah, back again. That didn't work, did it? All right, Cynthia, I'll give you that. Well, that didn't work either. All right. Try it again. Maybe I've got a solid mess like that.
Put your hand. Okay,
This boy picks up things pretty quick. Maybe we'll go this way. No, it didn't work. So what has to happen for all of that to work?
Yeah, have you ready to catch it?
Right, so what's ready? What would you do? You got your hands out like that? Righto, like that. Now, how would it go if I try to throw that back to you? That didn't work very good either. Maybe the other side. No. So how do you go when you actually throw it back? What do you do? Do you try it? So you've got to actually put your hands out when you're throwing it as well, haven't you? So have you noticed some similarities? Is it something similar you do when you're throwing and when you're catching? So you just show me without throwing it, what you do when you're catching. Like that? And when you're throwing, you're like that too? Yeah. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? It's a similar position when we're throwing or giving and when we're receiving, when we're actually ready to catch something. It's a very similar position. And the Bible also encourages us in that psalm that was read at the beginning to make a start in getting connected with God by being thankful, giving him some thanks. So in that position of giving thanks to God, it helps our heart to get in a place of catching things from God, receiving things. So inside, in our heart, we've actually got ability to catch, to tune in and to listen and to hear what God's saying, pick up things. If we're grumpy and if we're not really that interested, it's not such a good position. So I wasn't really ready, or I wasn't really interested, and that wasn't a good position for throwing or catching. Yeah. So if we get ourselves in the right position for catching and throwing, we're ready for what's going to happen. And that's what Fiona's going to talk a little bit about later, is to do with some of that as well. So if you just remember, when we're playing ball, you've got to be prepared, get ready, but you've got to be ready to throw and to receive. And it's a similar position in your heart with being ready to receive and catch what God's saying, It's when we get ready to give him something. We can give him thanks, we can give him praise. And there's one thing at the end of Psalm 100, it says, his unfailing love continues forever, never stops. So that's a really big one that we can be thankful for. That it never, never stops. And so whatever happens, you can get something to give to God. You can say, thank you for that unfailing love that never, never stops. It's a good place to start, isn't it? So we're going to sing your song. It's called Amazing Love. So maybe just before we kick that off, I'll pray. Hey God, thank you that your unfailing love never stops. And we can be thankful to you. And I pray that we would give you the thanks that we can. And so we're already in a position to receive from you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.